Welcome to All About Atlas. I'm your host, Jacob, and with me is George, Dakota, Brooklyn, and Autumn. On All About Atlas, listeners get a behind-the-scenes scoop on everything about the program. In today's episode of All About Atlas, we will be talking about the highlights from the last month in grade 7 and 8. Culinary Club, insulation mugs, our field trip to the Kingston Frontenacs game, and an interview with students on our mystery party. Enjoy.
The very first activity, we have news about our own Culinary Club. Lots of fun things happen in the Culinary Club. You also learn lots of useful skills like how to cut an onion to make a chicken. We also serve any and all Atlas students who want what we made that week, whatever it's beef stew, pizza, or even fried chicken rice.
Are you an Atlas student? Do you like mouth-watering food? If this sounds like you, then come and join us in the Culinary Club every Monday morning from 7:40 a.m. to the bell.
On November 6, 2024, Atlas went to the Kingston Frontenacs School Day game against Ottawa 67s. Thanks to our several sponsors, including Cinder's Hot Dogs, Slush Puppy, and Coca-Cola, Atlas 7 and 8 took a city bus with many other Front fans to attend the game. Unfortunately, the Front fans did not successfully defeat the Fort against the visiting team. However, they held their own late game with some impressive goaltending by Nolan Lloyd and defending by Quinn Burns. Malik McCohen gave out some impressive hits and kept the crowd on edge. Thanks to our sponsors, all attendees enjoyed a free hot dog and drink.
Next, we have some insulated mugs. The grade 7s and the grade 8s worked on this project for Mr. Raby to keep his tea nice and warm. What do you think the least temperature lost was? In grade 7, the 15-minute test was 25 degrees. In grade 8, the record stands at 7 degrees. Wow, that's a lot. That's low. The insulated mugs were part of our heat and environment unit.
Experiential education started in mid-November. There are two categories, technology and woodworking, and every 6 weeks you change to go to the other group. The grade 8s are currently making a dice game called Shut the Box out of plywood.
In technology workshops, the grade 7s are building with Lego robotics and bots and microbits. The Lego and bots can even have sensors to detect motion and motors that can be programmed to be driven.
And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by O'Hare Clean Air. Why have real oxygen when you can have simulated oxygen at these prices? $23.99 a bottle now.
On October 30th, the class was invited to a mystery party inside of a famous spy academy. Many exciting things happened that day. But the most exciting thing was the discovery of the culprit, Taylor Foxtrot, which was me. We learned that day in a single place that a particular time, trust no one.
Stop. Here we are with Tenley. Number one. Tell us your character name for the mystery party, and what was your character's costume?
I was Sydney Chase, and my costume was a ringmaster.
Nice. What was the best part of the mystery party?
The snacks and my friends.
Last but not least, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why?
Invisibility, because then I could be places without anybody knowing.
Nice. Today, here we have Jacob.
Hi.
So, Jacob, what was your favorite part of the mystery party?
Ooh, I liked at the end where we figured out who was the one behind the stolen item.
Yes, stole the mysterious stolen artifact.
Yeah.
Of the magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
What was your character's name and what was your character's costume?
Forget the name. I know I was a police officer, but I can't really recall the name of him.
The mysterious police officer.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a corny joke, would you like to share it or not?
Can't think of a corny joke.
Second
corny jokes.
I think we all second corny jokes, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Today here with us we have George.
Hi.
So George, what was your character's name and what was your character's costume?
Taylor Foxtrot, and I was a astronaut.
Nice. Okay. So what was your favorite part of the mystery party?
Being the person who stole whatever it was that I stole.
The magical artifact of the magnifying glass.
Was it a magical artifact? It was something.
It was an artifact that the Spy Academy was working on.
Yeah, it was something. Okay.
Yes. If you have a corny joke, would you like to share it or not?
Why did the Cyclops close his school?
I don't know why.
He only had one pupil.
Terrible, but good at the same time. Like a dad joke, but almost worse. Today with us we have Willow.
Hi guys!
So, Willow, what was your character's name and what was your character's costume for the mystery party?
My character's name for the costume party was Remy Pixel, and the costume I had was a magician.
Nice. So, what was your favorite part of the mystery party?
My favorite part of the mystery party was the food and the drink.
And if you have a corny joke for us today, what would it be?
I forgot my joke.
So that does it for this episode. Remember to be respectful to others.